And this morning he said, we're having 19 days till Easter, because he's thinking, I'm going to look for a 23. Let me check on the calendar. I said, no, there are 17. I made a mistake. And he said, oh, you mean the other day there were 8? In other words, he means the other day there were 18, and instead of 20, this is what you told me, now there are 17. He really meant the other day there were 18, but I think he sort of stopped the same thing. It was a crucial number that he was using. The 10 was not really relevant.
Usually there's a new woman on. Oh, you can't do that on television. And I said, I never saw her. Wonder what she's like. Mama said, oh, she's great. She's new. And Ross, and Molly walked out. And Ross said, she's just like Mommy was just before she walked into the television room. And I'm like, she acts like Mommy? Was that acting? What do you mean? What was that word? What word?
Like what word?
No, tell me that story.
Well, I said, never mind, looked up in the air.
For, oh, my father.
You can explain it to me, Ron.
Go ahead.
I have no intention of doing that.
No intention of explaining it?
Okay.
Come it?
Want to come it?
Yeah, you're a good girl. Where is your tummy for? Show me where your tummy is. Is your tummy like your tummy?
What is it like?
How come he doesn't have an S?
In your mouth.
I swallowed yet. On tummy.
Where'd it go?
It went into your tummy?
Yes, sir.
And the two went
into your tummy. What part went into
Daddy's ear? Did the S go in Daddy's ear?
No. Where did the S go?
In the back of your head? In your hair?
In your head?
Up in your brain where it says things?
Over.
Over? Where do you say things?
Over.
That's nice. He put it all over his face.
Look in your mouth? Up in your face?
When you say tummy, where does it come out?
Not in your tummy.
It doesn't come out of your tummy. No, it comes out of your mouth.
If I say mouth, what's missing?
Well, if I say mouth, is there something missing? If I say mouth, what's missing? You said him.
I told Ross he had to get permission to use Mary's silver mirror.
And then he was in the closet and he wanted to touch his clothes. And he said, yeah, I need
permission. And he said, that's right. And I said, do you want to brush your teeth? And he said, yeah. And then I said, and he said, that's another thing, you don't need permission to do.
Yesterday, Ross said there were, we decided there were 17 more days till Easter. Ross said today, now there are only 15 more days till Easter.
Without discussing it.
I wasn't discussing anything, just there out of the blue. So he obviously remembered what he had said yesterday.
And I said, Daddy, look at the rock.
I told Ross that if he didn't drink up his milk, he didn't drink up his food, I wouldn't say it. Ross said, how do you, came up to us, he had seen some pajamas in this. Ross wanted to, had seen the Penny's catalog and wanted to put two pair of pajamas on the list. And I didn't understand what he wanted, and he said, how do you spell pajamas? And I said, P-A-J-A-M-A, and he came out a couple times, and we negotiated that, and he spelled it. And then he came out and he said, how do you write two in word, in a word? And I said, what do you mean, two in a word? And I forget, he wanted T-W-O, and I said, yeah, T-W-O, and I helped him spell it, and I said, who's going to understand what he wants? And he said, how do you write pair, and P-A-I-R, and then I realized that he wanted to write down the list, two pair of pajamas, and of course he asked me how to spell O, of, and I said, O-F. Ross said, I sure wish I had some good clothes on. He had spilled some pancake on his pajamas, and I said, good clothes, so you could get your good clothes dirty? He said, yeah, and so I wouldn't have to pick the pancake off it. Ross, that doesn't make any sense at all. Why would you want to have, what would be good about the clothes? Why would the clothes be good? Because they wouldn't get dirty? Or because they'd be pretty?
What does the
my
question. Yeah, Ross, why is the clothes custom?
I know why, because they want to get
run over.
Do what?
Life is tough, isn't it, Ross?
Oh, Daddy.
Not as tough as you. What is it?
To jiggle its head.
Is that why the car crossed over the road?
No, the clothes crossed.
Clothes crossed over the road to jiggle its head?
Like the button across the road.
To go snap, snap, snap.
No,
what?
Because
what? They nod their head.
That's why the buttons cross the road.
Of course. Everybody knows that.
Why did the shirt cross the road? I know why.
This is some more of Mark. He said, why did the bunny cross over the road? Because he wanted to crash his head. And this goes on, of course. He knows how to do, why did the so-and-so cross the road? Give me another one, Mark.
Why did the milk drink out of his glass?
Because he was thirsty.
No, because he was going to get out of town.
Oh, I see.
Who was?
The cow.
No.
Who?
Cow! The milk in the glass.
I see. He's going to get out of his home, of course.
Okay, why did the milk drink out of the glass? Because he's
going to get out of
it. Using the verb I to suit the milk.
Get drunk out of the glass. Mm-hmm. Why the milk? Get drunk, and it was because he was getting drunk. I asked Ross how his reading was doing, and he said, Dad, can't you ask me how good my coloring is doing?
Mm-hmm. I did it in the
DC. Mm-hmm. Very good. Raptures of the Deep. Wow. Merman Spies. Can I tell you the words? What does that say?
Merman.
He got Merman out.
Familiar.
No.
Image at the water's surface. Merman spies a familiar image at the water's surface. Ross said, every time you see me scratch, that means a place is getting tickled from my own skin. Does that ever happen to you? This is his explanation of what it means to have an itch. I told Ross that he stopped taking his vitamins, and he said, well, it's up to you guys. You're the ones that have to decide. It was Jeff, remind me. Mary thinks it's not reminding, it means it really is deciding. I asked Ross about the concert, and he's telling us about the concert. Go ahead, Ross. You went by that one? Preschool?
No, not too long.
So go ahead and tell me the rest.
Well, they started it. They showed you the two interesting ones, and then...
What are those?
The boy and the demon. The demon is pretending to be an old lady. And then they do the dance of it, and then... And he's lost in the forest, and then the old lady comes back, and he goes like this, and then he does some dance, and then...
But he sort of shakes his sword at her?
No, he doesn't have a sword.
What is he doing with his hand when he goes like that?
He's just knocking on the door.
Oh, knocks on the door, okay, yeah.
And then he's dancing, and the old lady comes out and puts the suitcase down.
Yeah.
Goes back in, and he comes out. And then he sees that there's anyone for her to take him home with her, and she does. And at nighttime, she fed him and gave him some sheepskin and then in the night before he went to bed, he said, "Don't look in there, not a peep." And then when she was asleep and she thought he was asleep, he got out of bed and peeped. And then all of them came out, and then they did a long dance, and then the witch came, and the demon came out, and they took off her mask, and her disguise, and everything, and the demon was running at them, and then in the morning, she died because she was not used to the sun.
That's terrible. That's terrible. And then what happened? That was the end?
Yeah.
I see. What was the name of that? Do you remember?
No.
No. Okay. And then what happened? Was that the end of the concert?
Yeah.
And then what did you all do then?
What
did you do all then? What did all the kids do after the end?
They all went home except we stayed there for a little while, and that boy came out to get his cape, and he didn't have those clothes on. He had his regular jeans on, but the same face, and he came out and got his cape, and me and Joey saw him, and we saw several actors.
You saw me!
No, we didn't see you. And then...
Who did you see?
And then we went by bus back to school. And then we had quiet time. I took my He-Man book, slept with it. I let Ryan sleep with my kid. Joey slept with his man, his motorcycle man. And we...
Let me have a short, quiet time.
Okay, and that was the end? Okay, Ross, now I want you to come and sit down over here. Okay. Now, Marky, you get to do the walking around. Marky, you get to do this, and you get to do walking around now, okay?
I'm not doing
that. You get to do, yeah, you get to talk about what you did today. Okay. Okay, just talk about what you did today. Just keep on walking.
I
got to school.
I got to school.
And what did you eat?
I don't know.
Okay.
We didn't eat anything.
Okay, what else happened? Huh?
No, you didn't.
Go ahead, Mom.
We went on a bus.
You went on a bus?
Mm-mm.
And what else, Marky? Okay. And what did you do when you got back to preschool? Okay, what did you do when you got back to preschool? Now you tell me what. Now tell me some more stories. Tell me a story about the witch. Tell me what happened when Madeline and Celia were here.
Madeline and Celia.
Tell us a story about Madeline and Celia. What did they do?
Hi.
Tell the tape recorder you're finished.
I'm finished. Bye-bye.
Well, actually, when Ross was in the shower and he was telling this, he said, Mark, you missed a very good concert. Yeah. Isn't that right?
Really?
Missed a really good concert. He was addressing it to Mark and telling
him. Daddy, why did you put this upside down?
And also, when he was in the shower, he said, he dropped his soap and he commented on it and said, this soap is so slippery.
Ross, found the switch to the light in the bedroom. He said, I finally found the switch to the light. And he's recording it. Is Mark pretty tired? Listen. Ross came along.